Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Rapeseed waste becomes active packaging for fresher food. Rapeseed waste has been repurposed into a biodegradable active film by a research team combining chitosan with phenolic extracts and silver nanoparticles. This innovative packaging material enhances food preservation, reduces reliance on petroleum-based packaging, and promotes circular packaging systems. The study, published in Food Quality and Safety, showcases the potential of using agricultural residues for sustainable packaging solutions. Noble Mineral reports, Canada Nickel secures federal approval for Crawford Nickel Project. Canada Nickel Company Inc. has secured federal approval for the Crawford Nickel Project, marking a significant milestone as the first mining project to receive a decision statement under Canada's amended Impact Assessment Act since 2019. The project is estimated to contribute approximately $70 billion to Canada's GDP and support around 185,000 person-years of employment. Noble Mineral Exploration Inc. congratulates Canada Nickel on this achievement.
Mission IR News breaks: Greenland Energy Company targets Arctic oil potential as global energy security takes center stage. Greenland Energy is gearing up to drill the OPW-1 well in the fourth quarter of 2026 in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, a promising Arctic petroleum basin. With $81 million raised for exploration, the company aims to tap into new oil resources in a geopolitically stable region amid rising global energy security concerns. Greenland Energy's strategic focus on Arctic oil potential highlights its commitment to sustainable energy development.
Wintermar Offshore reports 1H2026 results. Wintermar Offshore reports a 24.4% year-over-year growth in attributable net profit to U.S. $40 million for 1H2626. With better fleet utilization at 62% compared to 56% in 1H2025. Revenue from owned vessels grew by 45.4% to U.S. $45 million, while chartering revenue fell by 45% to U.S. $1.60 million. Wintermar's business strategy includes purchasing secondhand vessels, building new ones, and acquiring Fast Offshore Supply Pt. Ltd. to meet the rise in demand for OSVs globally.
Survey finds most drivers happiest in EVs. A recent study by J.D. Power reveals that electric vehicle owners are the happiest drivers on the road. The 2026 APL study shows that EV drivers are more satisfied with their purchases than gas-powered or hybrid car owners. With companies like Masmo Group expanding EV offerings, the future looks bright for electric vehicles.
Court filings suggest politics triggered renewable energy project cancellations in blue states. Court filings suggest that politics triggered renewable energy project cancellations in blue states, with billions in federal funding being canceled due to their Democratic leanings. Entities like Max Power Mining Corp. are closely watching as the Trump administration faces criticism over these decisions. Regardless of the court's ruling, it's clear that Washington's influence on the clean energy space is significant.
China aims for 3.5 terawatts of renewable energy capacity by 2030, according to a new blueprint released by Beijing. The plan, developed by the National Energy Administration and the National Development and Reform Commission, sets a target of $2.8 trillion for combined wind and solar capacity by the end of the decade. With China leading the way in renewable energy, companies like Frontera's North America Inc. may be looking for similar strategies from the U.S., South, and other Americas countries.
Chevrolet to expedite release of updated Equinox EV. Oh, General Motors is expediting the release of the updated Chevrolet Equinox EV, showcasing their dedication to electric vehicles. The next generation model is set to hit the market sooner than expected, possibly as a 2029 model. This move signals GM's strong presence in the EV market, challenging competitors like Lucid Motors. Stay tuned for more updates on this exciting development.
Climate change is accelerating the spread of infectious diseases. Experts warn. Climate change is accelerating the spread of infectious diseases, according to scientists and public health experts. Despite the urgency of the situation, policymakers are not addressing this threat adequately. Companies like Co-Diagnostics Inc. are actively working to combat this issue.
Tiny Gems Breaks. Frontier's North America announces Regulation A-plus share price increase following commercial milestones. Frontier's North America announced a share price increase for its Regulation A-plus offering after August 6, 2026, due to investor demand and commercial progress. The price, set at $9.01 per share since July 1st, will remain for investors who complete their investment by 11:59 p.m. T on August 6th. The company cited milestones like fully subscribing its $25.70 million offering, expanding to $75 million, breaking ground on a $850 million facility, securing $150 million equity commitment, appointing a new audit committee chair, and reserving the NASDAQ ticker FASF for a planned public listing.
Youth Sustainable Development International Summit Launch Ceremony successfully brought together leaders from politics, business, and academia in Hong Kong. Participants explored how Hong Kong can implement the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and showcased local youth achievements in international affairs. The event highlighted Zimbabwe and Nigeria's sustainable development practices, encouraging partnerships with Hong Kong. Youth participants shared their UN learning outcomes and action plans, emphasizing the importance of education, mental health, and interconnected SDGs.
The growing importance of hyperlocal cuisine in California. California's fine dining scene is undergoing a transformation towards hyperlocal cuisine with a focus on sustainability and authenticity. Chefs like those at Harbor House Inn in Mendocino Coast are leading the charge by sourcing ingredients directly from the surrounding land and water. This shift towards place-based cuisine reflects a growing desire for transparency and a genuine connection to the environment. Chef Matthew Camara emphasizes the importance of letting the landscape guide the menu, creating a unique dining experience rooted in sustainability and a deep sense of place.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.